This series contains description of blood, gore, and violence, and discussions of suicide, murder, self-harm, depression, PTSD, trauma, and death. This story also contains xenophobia, domestic violence, and a near-suicide attempt. Listener discretion is advised. Professionally Possessed. Story 4, Part 2. When the one you fear is the one you love.
You told him you tried to take your own life?
I didn't give him details, but it has happened, so what was I going to do? Not tell him?
It wasn't just a casual conversation, Simon. He was vulnerable, and you pushed him to even darker places.
I thought you said it was no one's fault.
It's not, but you've got to be more careful. Not everyone's like you.
When I'm around, it might as well be.
No, you promised Helena you wouldn't make yourself any more worse off than you already are. Would I have to hold you down if something happened?
I'm not sure we're supposed to be hearing that.
It's like when you're a kid and your parents fought in the other room. That's what we've been reduced to, eh, Cecil?
Don't call me that.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. It's not your fault. It's just that's what... Hey, why didn't they heal that gash on your face?
Don't. It's nothing. They didn't have an actual healer. The monastery deals more with emotional wounds.
Does it hurt?
He reached out to touch her hand, to supply comfort.
Get away!
Am I interrupting? I just need to get some of the water we got from the well to clean Elaine up.
You can't just barge in and help whenever you feel like it.
It's bad when they know you two are in here, but they still can't help but argue.
Marcia seems upset.
She is not mad at you two. She just needs to blow off some steam, and Simon tends to be her favorite target when he's around.
She could be mad at me and taking it out on him.
Even if that was true, which it's not, she wouldn't admit it. Simon just frustrates her, and yelling at him is relatively low stakes, so he takes more of the abuse. She was perfectly pleasant to you two, right?
She is very patient.
She is good at staying calm in stressful situations. And good with people.
Look, from now on, I promise I'll just focus on doing what I do best.
Bridget, perfect! Does Helena need healing? I can help you and heal your leg in the process, since that bandage is hardly doing anything. Oh, and look, you, Juliana, was it? Could also use my talents.
Simon, wait!
Sorry, that was my fault. I shouldn't have approached you so suddenly. We'll try doing that a little later, shall we? I wouldn't want to have your reflection remind you of everything if I can do something about it. Bridget, may I help you with that?
Are you all right, Pietro? You almost fell off your chair.
It's just when she screams.
I understand. It happens, but remember, she's not possessed.
Why don't you two have a rest? It's been a long day. Juliana, we can have you take the bedroom once we get it cleaned up, and then we can set up a bed in the woodshop for you, Pietro.
But...
Juliana, I'm trying to do what's best for both of you. Just be patient for a little longer. Understand?
Of course.
Her resignation made Pietro's heart break. Surely, he should be able to do something as simple as spending the night next to his wife. But even as he had that thought, he couldn't bring himself to speak up and contradict Marcia. What did that make him? After hours of trying to get to sleep, Pietro didn't understand why he woke up back in his bedroom. He had a hard time remembering, but he thought he was supposed to be somewhere else.
Juliana?
He almost didn't want to hear a reply. With a trembling hand, he grabbed the chisel off the nightstand where he'd placed it. The spare wood he'd reinforced the door with shuddered as it was hit from the other side.
Leave us, monster! There's nothing for you here!
He'd racked his brain trying to figure out why the demon had chosen them of all people. Juliana had been well-loved and had loyal customers for her woodworking, until she had married him. Now they were both outcasts. They made do with his money from accounting at the docks, the sailors being the only people in the city who could care less where he was from. but it wasn't easy, and they had no one to turn to. They were good and hardworking people as far as he was concerned, but they could barely afford this rickety house. Juliana being possessed just made it seem like the world really was against their marriage.
If you need to take someone, take me, not her.
Even as he said it, he knew he was lying. He was terrified of taking her place. He gripped the chisel harder. The wall beside the door splintered, admitting her, the demon, his worst fear. Without a care about its tearing flesh, it crawled through the opening. He threw the first thing he could grab automatically, but the demon kept coming.
No! 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 Get away!
He slashed out at the monster, leaving a large gash on her cheek, but unlike a human, this thing didn't flinch. Instead, it just grabbed his wrist as it swung past and squeezed.
I don't want to...
He'd already hurt his wife. How could this get worse?
No!
It pried the chisel out of his grip, which reignited his urge to fight. Using his entire body weight, he pushed the demon into the closest wall until it let go of him. Then he fled to the door.
Come on, please, just let me...
The woodshop came into focus around him. Again, his brain swam, trying to reorient itself to reality. So, it was just another nightmare? Or, more accurately, this time it was a memory. It wasn't real, but it had been at the time. His heart raced the same way, and his palms were sweaty. He knew he'd just been protecting himself, but he still felt guilty. Juliana probably didn't remember anything since the demon had been in control. Still, she had cowered when he tried to touch her. Maybe that's why she was afraid of him.
Are you all right? I heard you talking in your sleep.
Marcia had stationed Simon in the kitchen to watch the door to the woodshop and Bridget in the hall to watch Juliana's bedroom. Marcia had taken it on herself to watch Helena and the demon. The three of them were amazing to have gone through this kind of chaos over and over again.
It's nothing. Just a nightmare.
Yeah, that happens. Sometimes they're worse than reality. It scares you off from sleeping, and then you stay up for days until you can't tell what's real anyway, and then... Sorry, I'm saying too much again.
No, it's comforting, actually, knowing it's not just me who's weak.
Weak? No. Troubled, yes. And I know it's worse when you feel alone. But you're not alone. Juliana seems to really want to stand by you.
She flinched when I tried to touch her.
To be fair, she screamed when I tried. But there are other ways to show support than physical touch. For now, just try to sleep. I'll wake you up if I hear anything resembling a nightmare.
Thank you.
Did you sleep well last night, Pietro?
Pietro jumped when his wife spoke. Marcia had insisted she and Juliana try to go to the market with him, even though his failure from the day before still weighed heavy on him. His body was still tense from invisible dangers, and he struggled to focus with all the noise and people around. But the last person he wanted to know was Juliana.
I slept well enough, I think. Did you?
I tried.
Ugh, you both definitely slept more than me, so I think you should be happy with that.
I thought you were staying up to watch the demon.
I was. Bridget and I take turns, usually. Speaking of which, she mentioned you tried going to the market yesterday as well?
Yes. It didn't quite go as planned.
People weren't harassing you again, were they?
Nah, it didn't come to that.
Well, it was probably harder trying to do everything on your own, but today you have Juliana to help, and me as well.
Yes, I...
Isn't that the possessed woman? I heard her husband summoned a demon to possess her.
Juliana.
He was used to people whispering about him, but he didn't want Juliana to have to hear their hate.
It sure is nice to get outside. Your house is a little cramped and stuffy, isn't it?
It's all we can afford for now.
I used to like it. It was like our secret. like a dark corner in a ship in the ocean.
I did call it that, didn't I?
I heard he didn't even try to save her. He wanted her to die.
How did you two meet anyway? You two are the only intercontinental marriage I've seen outside of my parents. And theirs was part of an arrangement since they were both widows.
On the dock, Pietro was sent from overseas to straighten out a misunderstanding on a purchase of furniture I made. Once that was settled, he just kept coming back.
Yeah, the merchants and ship captains I work for don't particularly care where I worked from, as long as I kept their money straight. Which is the nice thing about working in international trade.
Your skills must be valuable to them.
I was reliable, which may not hold true now.
Did you check if they'll give you your job back?
I haven't gotten that far.
I'm sure they will.
She must have done more than marry him, though. Demons only possess awful people.
That's probably why he married her.
Sailors and merchants are pretty forgiving, at least. I mean, compared to some people forgiving foreigners. I should know. If I wasn't an exorcist, I'd get more open hostility for being exotic.
But who's that witch with them?
I don't know why people are so terrible. I didn't realize it until I met Pietro.
Don't listen to them.
Juliana.
His memories of holding her overtook him, and Pietro reached out to hug her.
Get away from
me! Please don't hurt me!
Pietro looked up from the ground into his crying wife's eyes. He never felt so far from her before. His muscles were still tense with fear, and he could see her shaking. Even if they thought they still cared about each other, how could they come back from this?
Need a hand up?
I'm sorry. Suppose we should head back to the house now before more people start to talk.
Yes.
No. They will talk whether we go back or not, and if we head back now, humiliation is all you will think of when going outside again. You two should at least accomplish what you set out to do.
I'm not sure I can. It's too much.
It's important to prove to yourself that you can. Even more than proving it to anyone else.
All right.
Ready, Pietro?
Pietro wanted to say no, but how could he say no when his wife already agreed?
I mean, of course.
The rest of the trip went without incident. Marzia kept Juliana busy with small talk, and Pietro just tried not to mess up again. He was quiet, but his wife and the exorcist didn't seem to notice. As soon as they returned, he left them in the kitchen and walked up the stairs. Bridget was where she always was, on the top landing, right outside the attic.
Looks like you made it back all right this time.
We wouldn't have even gotten there if not for Marzia's insistence.
Unfortunately, she insists that she has to do what she thinks is best.
I know she's trying to help, but she's a lot.
You're not wrong. But possession survivors and their families are also a lot.
I know I'm a problem.
That is not what I was trying to explain why I can't admonish Marzia for how she handles things. I could never do what she does. However, I know she's not perfect. She should be treating you better.
No, she shouldn't have to worry about me. Juliana's the real victim.
I know you feel your emotions and turmoil don't matter as much because you weren't the one possessed. But that's not true. Marzia's just got her hands full. She is usually better about not treating the people around the victims as second rate.
But I am worthless. I didn't do anything then, and I can't do anything now.
Just because you feel powerless right now doesn't mean you'll always be that way. You don't have to disappear to make way for other people. You have value, and you can and will help Juliana if you let yourself believe that. She wants your help, trust me.
I can't.
You will.
How do you and Simon always know what I'm thinking?
That's surprising to hear, considering we almost drove you to your death.
No. You were both just trying to help. I'm the one who was being difficult.
You were just trying to manage what was happening. I would do far worse to keep myself from being forced to be a soldier again. There are just some things we can't imagine reliving.
I shouldn't, though, because it's not as bad as what Juliana went through.
You'll get nowhere thinking like that. Possession is traumatic for both sides. I assure you that, as an expert. You shouldn't feel guilty.
You're always so in control, though.
You know, sometimes it's hard to look at Elena when she smiles, especially when she's not possessed, because I feel this anger well up inside me. I just can't seem to bear seeing her be happy without seeing something twisted behind it. It's not fear exactly like what you've been feeling, but I think we can both agree it's not normal either. I'm not in control of that.
Yeah. Every time Juliana flinches away from me or screams at being touched, I can feel this impulse to shout, "Why are you afraid? You were the monster!" Even though I know it's not true or fair.
I would say it's almost worse when you know exactly how to deal with demons. There's a thin line between using violence to manage Elena when she is possessed and hurting her just to feel in control.
I can't imagine.
We might seem like it, but no demon slayer or exorcist is completely without damage. Paranoia, insomnia, and depression are so common in exorcists that Marcia took multiple classes on managing it. Heck, I don't know a demon slayer who has slept through a night without waking to grab their weapon for nothing at least once.
I'm sure that's because they've gone through a lot more than me.
It doesn't work like that. Some soldiers go through hundreds of battles without issues, while some are never the same after one. Simon only dealt with his sister and doesn't do this for a living. He's a mess. Or did you not hear when he said he agreed with your reasoning for suicide?
I noticed. But he talks about it so easily, like it's nothing.
It's better when he's willing to talk about it. He doesn't always feel like he can do that. And from what I've heard, that's when he's at his worst. Still, you should see him after he gets to spend some time with Elena. He gets downright content.
I'm just terrified of hurting Juliana more.
Fails. Marcia is going to kill me if this goes wrong, but you're just going to have to tell her that.
That I'm a terrible husband? That I was too scared and weak to help her?
That you're trying to heal too. If you don't talk to her, she's going to think you blame her for everything. You might have momentarily thought she's a monster, but you still love her and forgive her, right?
She's done nothing wrong. I'm the only one who messed up.
Not everyone accepts people after they are possessed. You may think she'll hate you for your shortcomings, but she probably thinks the same thing. She's probably blaming herself. Just talk to her. She deserves to know what you are going through.
I don't want to burden her. What if she still blames herself for my suffering?
Then start by asking what she went through. Marcia doesn't like to make people talk until they are ready, but Juliana may be more willing to open up to you. Or perhaps sharing your story will give her courage. It's about sharing your burdens with each other, not hiding yours because hers might be bigger.
You're right. I'll try. Do you want me to get one of the others so you can have a break?
No, I like being close to Elena. I like being the first person she sees when she comes to.
You really care about her, don't you?
I know it's crazy because she's never really here, but that makes the time she is around even more valuable.
Yeah, I understand. There are just some people you'd do anything to stay close to. Even keep a demon in your house and hide it from anyone else.
We know. You may think what you did was bad, but you didn't do the wrong thing by loving her.
Courage doesn't come easy. Despite telling Bridget he would talk to his wife, he couldn't seem to find a moment where he felt confident and could find Juliana without Marcia. Eventually, he stopped trying and found himself in the kitchen, alone.
This house isn't big enough to be alone for long, even when it was just the two of us.
There was food on the counter, and the air felt warm and smelled of cooked meat. It almost felt normal, like when they first moved in.
Juliana, you can't come in here when I'm cooking. It's not big enough here.
But I need to get to the rest of the house for my workshop.
Maybe we should have thought about that before we bought this house.
I'm sorry. I don't mind being right on top of you, usually. It's nice for certain things.
I just don't want to burn you when I'm carrying around hot pots and pans.
Don't worry about that. I know you never mean to hurt me, so I'd forgive you right away. You'd do the same for me, right?
Of course. I love you, after all.
Suddenly, Juliana was in front of him for real, and not in his memory. She looked tired and more fragile, but otherwise she was the same, even though she wouldn't look him in the eyes.
Marcia's not with you?
She said that she needed to talk to Bridget and bring her dinner.
If he wanted things to change between them, this was his chance to talk to her.
Seems like she's been keeping you close to her all day.
She's just looking out for me. She doesn't want me to feel alone.
Is that how you felt when you were possessed?
I suppose. I felt helpless, since no matter how much I screamed in pain, no one came to help me.
That's my fault.
No, it's not. Not really. Marzia says demons can make moments feel like lifetimes. Even if you had decided to have a slayer kill me mercifully, I would have more than enough torture to eclipse my life.
I should have done something.
You did. You stayed with me. You're still here with me, and you loved me, despite everything.
I do. I still love you, but that's not enough.
Even if that's what I need most right now?
I almost killed you with my own two hands. That gash on your face is from me. I just had to keep you away at all costs because you'd strangle me, smother me. You tried to crush me under the cabinet while you sat on it and laughed.
You should hate me.
I can't. You should hate me.
I won't ever.
Then how can you think I should hate you? You're the only one I've had these past few years. The rest of this city hates me, but as long as you are around, I could handle it. I couldn't leave and get help. I was afraid of what people would do if they found out that you were possessed. They might have beaten or killed me and had you taken away, or worse, they would have just killed you, left me all alone.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's not your fault. I relied on you too much. Now that you're hurt, I can't do anything for you. I get why you can't stand my touch. You've endured so much. I've only added to that pain.
I'm not scared of you. I know that I know I've made it seem like that, but it's not you. I'm scared of the pain returning. Of the way my flesh feels before the pain. I'm scared of anything that might lead to anything like that happening again. It doesn't make sense, but I feel like this uncontrollable urge to avoid everyone and everything. I want to disappear into oblivion just to avoid even the possibility of pain. So every time you reach for me, the possibility of pain increases and I panic.
I understand to some extent. I don't want to go back either. I almost jumped off the roof to avoid the demon when you first returned.
I gathered that from their argument. I didn't know what to say at the time because I figured you were trying to get away from me.
No, 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 that's not it. I just lost sight of everything. I figured leaving would be better than the fear, the pain, and failing you.
I wouldn't ask you to stay if it was too much to stand being around me.
No. I'm not going anywhere, but I do have to apologize. I'm sorry for hurting you to save myself. I'm sorry I wasn't strong enough to face ridicule to find a way to save you. And I'm sorry that I may continue to be scared of you. I know you're not possessed any longer, and what happened isn't your fault, but that demon stole your visage, and it's not so easy to forget the things it did.
I forgive you a million times over. Pietro, you mean everything to me. And even if I want to avoid everything, I would never want to avoid you. Just be patient with me. I may not be the woman you married.
I know you aren't. But you're still the woman I love, Peppercorn.
And he placed his hand on the table next to hers, sharing the same surface being enough for both of them.
Sorry, is there still food down here? Helena's hungry.
I thought they only fed the demon every few days.
I said Helena's hungry, not the demon. She did it.
What?
Your demon is gone. Forever. You have nothing to be scared of anymore.
Pietro wished it were only that easy, but he did feel relief that at least one thing was resolved. Juliana and he would be all right eventually. Pietro realized quickly it was much harder to trust and be around someone he had not known before they were possessed. Helena was nice enough, but she put both him and Juliana on edge. She didn't look like she had been possessed, especially after Simon was through with her. Still, she was a little strange. Simon had also been able to heal Juliana's injuries after a few days and left shortly after. Marzia reassured Juliana she would stick around as long as she was needed. However, Marzia warned that Helena and Bridget would stay as well, and she couldn't promise another demon wouldn't come along.
As much as I like these cozy family dinners, I think it would be best for everyone if we just left.
I told you, Helena, they don't have a strong support system here. And Juliana is still fragile.
Sure, but they keep giving me this look. They remind me of my parents. Such a lovely couple.
Shut it. Neither of them is like your parents.
Ouch! How is that an insult? My parents loved each other.
I know what you meant.
So what if it had a double meaning? You wouldn't have had a clue if you didn't harp on it.
Whether you three stay or not, we'll need more food from the market. Should I go, Peppercorn?
If you could, I'd be grateful.
I'm always happy to help where I can.
Do you want one of us to come with you?
Depends on if you're staying or not.
Let's leave them be. They'll figure out how to function on their own. They aren't that helpless.
Not everyone is as resilient as you.
I know. I'm amazing, but I don't function well on my own now, do I? I think these two got what it takes to beat me there.
I'll come with you, Pietro. I think we'll be leaving soon, though. Helena usually gets what she wants.
Of course I do. That's what happens when people rightfully worship you.
Actually, I think I can manage on my own.
Truly?
Your hands are shaking.
I think it'll be good for me to try.
We won't argue with that.
Don't push yourself too much on my account.
You're the reason I think I'll be able to handle it, love.
In that case, I'll see you when you get back.
I already can't wait to see you again.
As Pietro walked out into the sunlight, for the first time in a long time, he felt like he could finally see the future ahead. Even if it was just a blank canvas with Juliana at his side.